All right, welcome back to Sports Central. Let's talk some Steelers football. Mini camp right now going on. Mike Osti from SteelersNow.com, Pittsburgh Sports Live, joins. I want to talk some quarterback stuff with you. Mike, how you doing today, buddy? Everything going well?
I'm doing well. If you heard, but I am now a married man, so that's an update from last time I was home with you and last time we talked. So that's an update in my personal life. But yeah, I'm doing well. It's warm weather, football season not too far away, a new era of my life. I cannot complain.
I saw the photos on Facebook. Congratulations. How do you enjoy saying my wife? When I got married, I loved just saying my wife as opposed to girlfriend or whatever. How do you enjoy it so far?
I do like it. I almost made a slip up and introduced her to somebody and almost said my girlfriend, but I caught myself and I said my wife really quick. I also like it better than saying my fiance the past year.
Yes.
For some reason, that sounded pretentious to me.
All right. I agree.
My wife works.
I agree. I always enjoyed that part of it. All right. Yeah. One thing that is interesting to me about the NFL, I don't like this, but this is the way it is, and it's the way it's really always going to be. Teams have to find out about young quarterbacks so quickly before they got to pay them and everything. The Washington football team gave up on Dwayne Haskins. Now he's with the Steelers. I think most Steelers fans have given up on Mason Rudolph, even though we've really never seen him get a huge opportunity. Mm-hmm. And so now you got Mason Rudolph and Dwayne Haskins kind of in the mix of maybe who could be Ben's heir apparent. When you take a look at just the way the NFL has morphed into this over the last decade or so, with just these young guys coming to the league, man, they don't have time to sit. They don't get the luxury of learning in the offense and learning behind a mentor. It's we got to find out about you within a year or so.
It's not a positive for the young quarterbacks by any means, because it doesn't matter who you are. It really is about getting yourself in the right system and making sure the team, the players, the franchise, the management, and you are all doing your best for you to have success, because your success as a young quarterback, especially a first-round draft pick like Haskins, will really impact everybody else. So it's in everyone's best interest for you to have success. And what you're alluding to years ago, and when I say years ago, within the last 15, 20 years, there have been quarterbacks that just famously sat. Even Carson Palmer, going in the early 2000s, he sat behind John Kitna for a year or so, then, of course, was able to take the reins. And for Hall of Famer, of course, Aaron Rodgers sitting behind Brett Favre with that drama, sitting for a few years. And in retrospect, it worked out for those guys and certainly helped them. And there have been others that go in there right away and had success, but that normally was more the exception than the rule. It's happened recently. Young quarterbacks, Russell Wilson, winning a championship early on in his career, they have had success, and it's great if you can do it in that rookie deal to help with the rest of the team, but it makes it harder. And it is also weird now, because I think the Washington football team giving up on Haskins so early after he was a first-round pick, with that franchise in flux about a quarterback position now for the last few years with Alex Smith's injury, that really has been more telling than anything else. And yes, there was off-the-field stuff, and his relationship with coaches wasn't great. You hear rumors that he wasn't even really a nice guy there, would show up late. They were worried about where he was every second of the day. But that's a team giving up real fast. And generally speaking, if you're a quarterback and they give you that slot in the draft, they're going to let you get away with a lot, because they know that they can't give up on you or screw them for the next decade. Them being willing to do so will probably set us down a path where other teams are going to say, yeah, I drafted you 15th overall. You did great in college. Love your talent. But if you go to the bar too much, or you're not nice to the coordinator, or it doesn't matter what you're getting paid, I might dump you within the first 2 years, which is odd, because generally the quarterback position is a position, certainly veterans, Aaron Rodgers doing that right now, has tons of clout and tries to position themselves to really be controlling things more than the coaches, but not the case for young quarterbacks. It's almost like you got to get that first contract before you get the clout, and then you're running the show. But prior to that, your rope is not nearly as long as it used to be, and you're not really getting time to develop. That's absolutely true now.
Mike Osti joining us from SteelersNow.com. I've got to think. Now, I want everybody to follow through with my line of thinking here, okay? I've got to think that coaches know pretty damn quickly if the quarterback's any good or not. And I mean within a few weeks a few, and I'm not talking about games, folks. I'm talking about, okay, look, college system.
I have a counter to that when you're done.
Though. Okay, yeah, this would be a good discussion. College systems can be all over the place. You can look great in Baylor's system and not be any good. Or even Oklahoma State, where Mason Rudolph played. Or you can run Navy's system and look phenomenal, but maybe you're a much better passer than anybody even. Nobody knows, because college football systems are all over the place. So these teams get very limited time to work out quarterbacks. I would think that as soon as they get guys in camp and they see them work for a few weeks, they see the retention or not of the playbook and being able to decipher things and understand the fans get to see the games. And we might think, okay, week one, week two, week four, week seven. I got to think by week seven of a rookie season, I would tend to think that NFL coaches probably know if that quarterback is ever going to be any good or not.
I don't disagree overall. And I would have totally agreed with you in general, just because, of course, college systems are all over the place. Success in college does not guarantee anything. Look at all the Heisman winners and quarterbacks that had no success in the NFL. Sometimes it's better to actually be in college and not win, but for NFL teams to see, oh, you're overcoming adversity and you're doing it in that pro-style offense, even if your team's not a juggernaut. Look at Andrew Luck. That could be actually even a benefit in terms of getting you money than if you're just a Greg McElroy or some of those quarterbacks that go to schools where they win every game, they're never trailing. those situations don't really impress NFL coaches, but they will see who you really are against their defense, certainly once you get in preseason games or if you do play in any regular season games, which I guess for rookie would potentially be rare unless you're a top-round pick. The counter, though, and this is the conversation, is the Mason Rudolph story. To be fair, Corey, Mason Rudolph came into the Steelers, yes, out of Oklahoma State, throwing tons of numbers out there. But when he walked on campus initially, the Steelers, and I know this for a fact, thought Josh Dobbs was better than him, and Josh Dobbs would be the guy that they would be having this conversation for now and would beat him out to have him be Josh Dobbs be Ben's backup and heir apparent 2-3 years later down the line. Mason Rudolph, legit, 100% fair, beat out Josh Dobbs in camp to the Steelers' surprise. That led to the Steelers trading Josh Dobbs to the Jaguars. Of course, Josh Dobbs found his way back to the Steelers, and in the middle there, it was Duck Hodges who got some time when Mason got hurt, and Mason and Duck split time when Ben left 2 years ago, of course, because of Ben's injury. But even from that season when Ben was out, Mason was playing. You could even argue that, yeah, fans hated him and were saying how much he sucked then, but it wasn't fair. The guy had no experience in the NFL. He was thrown to the fire right away. He's not Aaron Rodgers, obviously. I think that's clear for everybody. So he wasn't great then. But neither was Doc. The team really was sunk once Ben went down. But you hear the comments with Kevin Colbert, Ben Roethlisberger, whether it was Fittner, Matt Canada, certainly everyone with the Steelers, even receivers, from then till now. That season, not tons of praise, even though they were being nice. You get him to before that Cleveland game when he started the last Cleveland game, the last regular season game this past year, tons of praise in his direction. And, yeah, it could just be they're trying to build him up. But he played really well in that last regular season game against the Browns. Mm-hmm. Certainly good enough to win, not a Hall of Fame level, but certainly better than a lot of quarterbacks who are starting in today's NFL.
So let me ask you this, Mike. Do you think that the Steelers internally think higher of Mason Rudolph than the fan base thinks of Mason
100%,
Rudolph?
100%. I don't think the Steelers think Mason Rudolph's a future Hall of Famer or a world beater. I don't think the question that you're overlyingly asking me and basically who is going to be Ben's heir apparent, I don't think they know that answer yet. That's why Haskins is there. They know the talent. I think Haskins has the edge on Rudolph in terms of talent. But I think the Steelers, prior to bringing in Haskins and maybe even now, feel like Rudolph is their first go to be the backup if Ben would get hurt or need to play this next season, unless Haskins really outplays him in camp. And I don't think they would be that mad if Mason Rudolph had to get the start in week one of 2022. I think the Steelers, in particular Kevin Colbert, thinks Mason Rudolph is way better than the fans do, thinks he's at least a top 20 quarterback in the NFL, thinks he at least could help you win 8 or 9 or 10 games with that defense, and he almost did that 2 years ago. Whereas the fans think he's just awful and never should touch a football again. The Steelers, I do not think, believe that. If Haskins would go to the bar too much or not get it together in camp, they would 100% have Mason be the backup, 100% give it to him in week one, 2022. And if I had to bet you money right now, I'm not saying, again, Haskins has the talent edge, but I would put smart money on Mason Rudolph starting week one of 2022 unless Ben is still playing.
Mike Ostie from SteelersNow.com. I enjoy hearing all of that because I did see some flashes from Mason Rudolph to make you think that.
And I'm not saying I believe all this, but this
sure.
is the Steelers' perspective.
Absolutely. But fans, this is where it's interesting because fans form opinions on these guys. So fans would right. say, okay, well, if they like Mason Rudolph, why did they bring in Dwayne Haskins? But
sure.
to me, that's a pretty easy answer. I mean, if you can get a talented guy very cheap just to bring him
yeah,
in to see what you've got, why wouldn't you do it?
Yeah, low-risk, high-reward. And Haskins, you know, the Steelers aren't stupid either. Haskins was a first-round pick. So let's be fair. Mason Rudolph's a third-rounder. If Haskins would beat out Mason Rudolph, that's what should happen. If Haskins doesn't end up being anything better than a third stringer with the Steelers after leaving the Washington football team and can't beat out Mason Rudolph when Ben retires, Haskins failed in the NFL, and a lot of that goes on Haskins based on the reports of what we're hearing. So it's low-risk, high-reward. If he acts up, they don't lose any money. They feel comfortable with Mason. But I think the reason why you do it is they like Mason, but they're not sold on Mason being a Pro Bowler for the next decade. So if Haskins beats him out, then that tells you in the heart of hearts Mason wasn't the guy. You don't give him the keys to the Cadillac. If Haskins doesn't beat him out, you try with Mason for a year or two. I think, honestly, I think Mason can get you 8 wins with that defense and that team, even if you minus a few players. I don't think you're all of a sudden going to be a 2-win team and he's god-awful. He has shown progress. He is better than what fans say. So there's no negative of bringing in competition. He hasn't done anything to solidify or make the competition an insult. But if you hear the comments even from him, even from Haskins, even from Ben, and he's just been following this team for the last few years, I would say Mason has the edge and Haskins is going to have to beat him out. But people also focus so much on Haskins' arm strength, which is there in the talent. Number one, Haskins got to get it together with everything off the field first because they know the talent's there. So that's what I really want to hear about when I hear about Haskins, and Tomlin did allude to that a little bit recently. But honestly, Corey, you know this exists with fans. Sometimes when I hear opinions about them wanting Haskins to beat out Mason or they think Haskins is going to be the guy over Mason, it almost sounds a little jaded because based on the Myles Garrett things, maybe some reports about Mason Rudolph's personal life and political beliefs, I don't think Steelers fans, here's the issue. I know they don't think Mason Rudolph's as good as the Steelers think he is, or even I think he is. Steelers fans don't think he's good enough. But they haven't seen anything from Haskins either. Steelers fans, at least a loud minority, they don't want Mason Rudolph to be the guy the next 10 years. They don't like him personally. That's the case. So they're rooting for Haskins.
Yeah, and that's a bummer, too, because what do we really even know if we're making...
Yeah, I think that contingent 100% exists, because there's no proof to argue for Haskins. And if you look at what he played with Washington, Mason Rudolph has played better than him when they both have been in NFL games to this point. So maybe Haskins will turn it around talent-wise, but I think Haskins has more to prove to the Steelers management than Mason did. Worst-case scenario, Mason's a good backup. Worst-case scenario, Haskins is a problem and off your team. The floor is lower with Haskins for me.
Good stuff. Great discussion, buddy. Really appreciate the time. Mike Ostie from Steelers Now and Pittsburgh Sports Live. Thanks, pal.
Absolutely. Any time. And, of course, this is all cyclical, so the opinions could fly and change next week.
Hey, congratulations on the misses.
Absolutely. Thanks, man.
Great stuff.